Well, how many of you people watched James Bond? And specifically, how many of you watched Dr. No? And you remember the whole story if you were Dr. No fans. Here's what happened. He would play cards, and at 6:30, I think it was, every night, his secretary would go down into his little office, and she had a shelf full of books, and she would move those books away. And what was behind the books? Aha! It was a radio station. What kind of radio station was that? And what was very clever about this whole thing, again, we're talking about James Bond now. He would sign the signal W6N, calling G7W. And W6N was the Jamaican base. WG7W was the London base. And if that call was interrupted or they didn't report the call by 7:30, the communications would be severed permanently, and an emergency came up, and oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, the actual equipment they used to do that was that KW. And here's a picture, a very nice picture of that vintage piece of gear. Had a pair of 6146s in it. And I got a kick out of the next one. This is cool. You can see the little microphone mounted in that panel that was the bookshelves, and the receiver was beside it. But that was all ham radio gear that Dr. No communicated with. Now, I remember we said he talked back to the London base. Well, the London base used Raycal receivers, a whole bunch of them. And there again, ham radio is around and well in a lot of things, from Andy Griffith to Dr. No, and about to have its own show, I understand. They're getting ready to do some things. We'll hear more about that in the fall, that there's going to be a series of ham of shows on TV that has radio very synonymous.